as a voice cries out in the silence, searching for a heart that will love him, longing for a child that will give him their all, give it all, he wants it all. And there's a God that walks over the earth, he's searching for a heart that is desperate, and longing for a child that will give him their all, give it all, he wants it all. And he said, love me with your whole heart. He wants it all today. Serve me with your life now. He wants it all today. Bow down, let go of your idols. He wants it all today. He wants it all today. He wants it all today. He wants it all. There's a God that walks over the earth. He's searching for a heart that is desperate, longing for a child that will give him their all. Give it all. He wants it all. And he says, love me with your heart.
Father, We do thank you and praise you for yet another day and an opportunity to come before your throne. We thank you that you have told us that we can boldly come before your throne any time of the day or night. We thank you that you're not some strange God that we can't communicate with, that don't talk back to us, that don't communicate, that really we have to guess about your existence. We know you, and I thank you for it right now. Father God, we're asking that you would bless us with the intelligence of your wisdom and a deeper revelation of the knowledge of Jesus Christ. Bless the eyes of our understanding to be more enlightened, that we will better understand what is the hope of your calling, the riches of your glory, the great and exceeding power that you have made available to those of us who will submit and obey you. Father God, we're asking that you bless us with the knowledge of your will and give us the strength and the courage to carry it out so we'll be fruitful in every good work approved of by you. Bless us to grow in the knowledge of you. Strengthen us with might in our inner man, particularly those that are yet, amen, Lord, that are going through bereavement hours. Strengthen them with might to let them know that this is just a part of life. Amen. Father, I ask that you would bless my tongue to be that of a ready writer, to write upon the hearts of your people, including my own. Father, I ask that you would bless it, that it would be all of you and none of me, and we thank you for it right now, in Jesus' name. Amen. We're going to begin a new phase now, and it's called In the Kingdom of Christ. And you know, it's something that again, my mission that was given to me is to help people make it through this journey to the end, to the rapture or the grave, whichever comes first, but with revelation that it is not just random, that it is not for just nothing. You're not earning, you're learning. It's been paid for, but to heighten your mind to the magnitude that this really is. Because the human mind can't really, but without God, can't get there. And that's evident by when you get these people with, I'm not going to criticize them and call them post-soul diggers. That's what PhD is, by a very renowned man of God. That's what he called it. It might as well be in some cases, but they don't understand. But their lack of understanding is one of two things. Either someone has never really seriously prayed for them, or they've been prayed for to the point that God said, okay, I'm through with you. And God does reject people. There is a place called hell. And if you're following me, been following me, you understand that the person inside, the one generating all the activity, is once outside the body without being controlled by God, instructed by God, submissive to God, is a very dangerous person, because we see that in how men deal with men right now in Russia. The Russian leader Putin is threatening to invade another country, and despite what people say, it is because of resources that they have that I believe Russia's are being depleted. And he just want to take it. You know, there's no threat to him. He's done, you know. But what is holding him back is the prayers of the righteous. That's all that's holding it back. And anything, everything going on from here, and particularly, as some of you don't know, I know you don't know, because there have been a request for leader, more word over there, a request, amen, to... one of the leaders, the spiritual leaders, the bishop over there in Ukraine, approached my pastor to become his bishop, a bishop over a bishop, because of his effectiveness in what has been going on in the country of Bulgaria and the growth. See, when you really get to understand the power of God, it is not a religion where you just are led. See, people misinterpret when Paul talks about we are led sheep, led to the slaughter. That's in the case of submission, but that isn't necessary because of what the disciples went through in their time. It's not the same for us, particularly in this hour. You got to graduate your mind. things are different now. This is, we're closing out a what is called a dispensation, a age, a period. And there, you know, I don't really waste a lot of mind thought if you agree or disagree, but the evidence speaks for itself. And when that occurs, there's a heightening of the power of God. See, with Paul and them, I mean, and Peter and them, they were getting it hot off the press. They were going through a major cultural change. And that's not easy to do. Think about yourself when you came to Christ and the battles that you've gone through since that time. And when you have a strict religious background, it's even more challenging because you're questioning, am I going afoul of God himself? And back, imagine back then, they didn't have the resources that we have. They didn't have Bible bookstores. They didn't have internet connection. They didn't have Bibles on a cell phone. They didn't have a shelf full of books or commentaries of other people's experiences. They were the experience. All they had was the Old Testament. Nobody with the Holy Ghost like what every common person had, the Spirit of God. I don't think, you know, if we turn colors or something or grew up, you know, like 6 feet taller or something, then people would, they would gravitate toward Christianity. But, you know, there was a situation after Jesus' resurrection, and there was a man named Thomas that did not believe that Jesus had been resurrected. I mean, think about that. I know they nailed Thomas for his doubt, and they even use a phrase called doubting Thomases, but the reality is, come on now, how often does that happen? How often does somebody tell you it's going to happen and it happened? You know, people like to believe. That's phenomenal. And, I mean, when you understand that they only had a part of the revelation, and it was a process for them to grow. Amen. So we're gonna introduce what this life is. We're going to get into what this life is and what it is not. It is not a religion. Those are copycats. Those are intended. But see, pretty soon it's going to be absolutely, totally clear that this is the only way of life. Because God is going to eliminate all the rest of them. The fact that it took 6,000 years for us to get to this point, to get an understanding at the low level that we have, despite what it seemed like, it tells you that it's really very serious. I mean, when you think about it, I frequently talk about the fact that in a millisecond, less than a millisecond, a revelation or information comes from my spirit man that God gave to Adam to my brain to send specified signals through my muscular portions of my body to each and every cell. I mean, specific, very specific, to just for me to utter words, clear. And then your mind, your spirit has to grasp the vibrations out of the air now, mind you, hear them, interpret them, measure them, and grade them, and give you the revelation of what I'm saying, all in a millisecond. That is called, that's the action of the spirit of man. And then God adds the superpower. Man, I heard a message Sunday. Hey, man, if you get a chance, you got to go on the Word of Faith website and listen to Joy, Your Superpower by Pastor Michelle Ferguson. Man, she lit my fire. Woo, boy, I tell you. but that's what we are dealing with. We are dealing with a power beyond, and this is why, you know, why we go through so many challenges. I watched a video the other day about why, if there is a God, why is life so challenging? So why is so much turmoil and challenging? Well, that is part of what spawned this. That's what started me with Training Day, because I asked that question, but I asked it, you know, wanting to know, okay, God, what am I missing? Because God is, as I heard one of my teachers say, God is a purposeful person. He doesn't do anything without a pre-planned resolution, goal intended. Okay? In other words, he knew where this was going. When in Genesis 1:26, when he said, let us create male and female, everything that is going to happen in with us throughout history became a revelation. He knew everything. He knew everything. So what we get is a detailed revelation in writing what went on in his mind in that trillisecond. I mean, he knew this, but he understood fully. He was making a God man, small g. Old folk throwing darts at me, getting themselves in trouble because they ain't gonna hurt me. But of a nature that is beyond understanding. Look at how people are doing. Now, like I say, you got a war. You already got one war going, and over in the Middle East, they launching more missiles, trying to start some more stuff. But this is the deal. All that can be countered by the prayers of the righteous. But they're so mistaught that they just see it coming and they cower and say, oh, my God. You know, matter of fact, I want to read a statement that Jesus said. And I'm going to read that because it's right in line with what I was saying. This is in John chapter 14. What did I write that down? I'm losing my notes. It's too soon to be losing my notes already. John chapter 14, I think around verse 26. I believe that's what I want. Give me a minute here. I had it wrote down because, you know, I'm 70. I had to write stuff down. Not like these young folk. I mean that quick. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, right there in my face. Okay, John 14:26. Okay. And he said, but the counselor, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you and remind you of everything I have said to you. Okay. Actually, that's not what I want. I think what I want is in John chapter 16. Yep, because that's where the Holy Spirit tell you. Because I'll tell you what, Bowman, at John 16:13 is where the Holy Spirit, where Jesus said that the Holy Spirit will tell you what is yet to come, which is why I am not concerned about what's going on with Brother Putin over there. And I actually believe that won't go off for a while. What I want is in John 16:23, beginning there anyway. It says, in that day you will no longer ask me anything. I tell you the truth. My Father will give you whatever you ask in my name. Until now, you have not asked for anything in my name. Asking you will receive, and your joy will be complete. Though I have been speaking figuratively, a time is coming I will no longer use this kind of language, but will tell you plainly about my Father. In that day you will ask in my name. I'm reading from the NIV, I am not saying that I will ask the Father on your behalf. Okay, Jesus died. If you go back last session, back to the day of Pentecost, he spoke of the Comforter coming, and that's the Holy Ghost. We got the Holy Ghost. So now the power is in our hand. Right now, throughout the whole world, you pick the issue, hurricane, tsunami, whatever. The saints of the Most High God that have lined themselves up with the will of God, and those are those seven criteria that I have been pointing out. You know, you gotta have a covenant with God, or you don't have access to the power. People think that you might live as good as me, that gives you access to the God, not the Lord God Jehovah. You must have been washed in the blood, filled with His Spirit. That's a must. Okay, but God is watching and see what we will do. He's waiting to see that we will make his enemy his footstool. So the way for us, everybody knows if you've ever worked a job, best thing about a person doing the job is you have to let them do the job. It's our time to do the job. It's our time to speak to the wind, literally. It's not, you know, I know that seems fantastic, but the only way, the one thing about that is that it will make you respect the power you have. You know, it'll make you live right. Not force you, but you begin to recognize what you have and what it takes to have it. I mean, that goes with any situation. You know, if you have a job and your boss gives you a certain leeway, gives you certain authority, you're going to have to generate a certain type of behavior in order to maintain in that spot. You know, we expect supervisors to be wiser than the person working that they're supervising. We expect that, but, you know, anyway. But in any case, you're generating a force. You have authority in Ephesians, I think, chapter 1 or 2. It calls Satan the prince of the power of the air. He can manipulate the weather. He causes the storm. Any abnormal pattern of weather is a manipulation by satanic forces. And we can command angels to overcome that. If it's abnormally too cold, I haven't been saying nothing lately because I'm actually kind of enjoying it. I'm not enjoying the cold, but I'm not really against it, you know. I mean, because I know some benefits. I was in Texas once, and I seen some creatures that I know cold weather won't allow, so I ain't jumping on that right away. And I'm not really bugged about the snow. It's kind of pretty and interesting. I was driving down through the country and looking at the snow-covered trees and how beautiful it was. The fact that God even conceived this in his mind, you know, it's so beautiful sometimes. And, you know, today it's cold, temperature's 19, but the sun is out. Man, it is beautiful out there. It looks cleaner with this covered up with snow, okay? But everything is in our hands. I was watching one of the volcanoes that popped off over there in the Canary Islands in La Palma, and what I saw was they gravitated to their own religious ideology. That won't work. That will not work in this environment. Whatever your religious ideology, you need to check it out with the Word of God, because if it doesn't line up, if it isn't granted in the Word of God, if it isn't instructed for you to do in the Word of God, it won't work. See, a lot of grace, a few years ago, the man of God, under the anointing of the Holy Ghost, he said, the words that he said is that the middle is gone. You either in this thing or you out. And soon as he said that, the Holy Spirit told me the training wheels are off. And I mean, see, a lot of people have, and he spoke a little briefly on the fact that a lot of people have been benefiting from the prayers of others and thinking it's from them. They've paid a small portion, but they've really, in most cases, chosen to be the lesser person. They gravitate to the flesh and make excuses for, well, I'm human. Yeah, everybody know that. Everybody's involved. Satan know it, God know it. But right now, you can't make the, you can make that claim, but you're going to suffer the same. I mean, it's on us now. If you're not saying it, if you're not praying it, God ain't answering it. If you ought to be able to see that. We know that every year we would get a new flu, and it would stop. We get SARS, you name it, just a bunch of name of them we had. Even the corona's been around a few times. Couldn't go nowhere. But this time, God sat back on his throne, put his hand under his chin, and said, it's on y'all now. Let's see what you do. I done gave you teachers, preachers. I gave you my word. I done gave you everything. And if you're not going to do it, it's on you. I mean, I've never seen such a flow of people get to heaven early in my entire life. I personally know over 70 people that have died in the last 2 years. That's more than any, you ask any veteran that have been in a war, and they will not tell you that they knew it was 70 people they knew they got. got killed in that period of time. We can pick any war, World War One, Two, Three, Vietnam. I mean, that's something. Even some this pastor, a man of God, Perry Stone, said over 500 preachers have died. I know about the 30 spirit-filled preachers. That really shocked me. Right now, it's critical because what we have, this is the issue. We are, if you have received Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you are a member of the body of Christ, okay, which means you operate in the kingdom of Christ, okay? You know, if I go to any country and visit, you know, I am basically, for the most part, protected by the United States, okay, wherever I go, okay? This, that's what my passport says. I'm a citizen of the United States. Let me read you something. This here, for my new people, was part of it's part of Foundation of Training Day. And let me read this part. It says in Philippians 3:20, it says, "But our citizenship is in heaven." Okay? I'm a citizen of heaven. Now, because I don't get to go and visit, like, you know, I could, you know, go stay in China for a while and come back and visit the United States, that's irrelevant. You got to gravitate your mind. See, because being a citizen of heaven, as I stated, I am under the protection of heaven wherever I go. You know, now that means that I have to engage in legal activity. Okay, if I get in illegal activity, I lose my protection. You know, that's just the nature of the beast. You know, even though I'm a heavenly diplomat, God don't do that diplomatic immunity if you acting ugly, if you talking ugly. See, these are the critical points right now, and I pass through Facebook when I have a chance. I still see people talk ignorant. I'm like, okay, I ain't saying nothing else. Unless the Holy Ghost make me, I'm not. Because pretty soon, we about to get the second paddle. I've been saying all along. I explained from day one. And I know a lot of y'all young kids that y'all probably never seen, you know, a child. Well, if you ever seen a child that's getting a whooping, And the mama is holding them by that one arm, you know, and to that pain get to a level, their mouth wide open and want nothing to come out. That's that last final cry. Some of us know what I'm talking about. That we haven't reached that point yet. And you know how I can tell? Folks still acting stupid. But I see it every day, and I'm like, all right, y'all don't know God. Listen, I'm going to tell you the way reason I am so straightforward and sincere, I got my butt kicked. You don't want a whooping from God. You do not want a whooping from God, believe me. You won't, nobody gets a repeat. Not too many people. You become, yes, Lord. And shoot. Jesus, you know how you be getting them? I don't know, y'all probably never got with them. That's why so many people are so crazy. God, nobody's smarter than God. He say, spare the rod, spoil the child. And he said, if you beat his behind, you'll save his soul from hell. And he's the psychiatrist. He knows what he's talking about. He knows us. All right. So we're beginning, we're talking about the kingdom of Christ. Kingdom. Where there's a kingdom, there's a king. Where there's a kingdom, there's a government. Where there's a government, there's rules to that government. We frequently talk about it. This is what you hear when you go to church. Rules of the kingdom of God, the kingdom of Christ. And I've tried to help you understand that this has been the process all along, because it is as complex as what they spend all their time and money on and studying the universe, which if they just wait on God, they're going to find out about it anyway, at least the Christians will. It's that complex. It takes this much time. It takes this much effort. Okay? Now, so what are we talking about here? We're talking about the kingdom. We're talking about being in the king. So let us go now to what is going to be primarily our base scripture, which is in Romans chapter 5, okay, which is just an introduction to this. And I'm going to read from the NIV on that too. Because I want you to understand, I want your mind to get heightened. God wants your mind to get heightened. I want Romans chapter 12, verse 5. Pardon me for that. Okay. Pray for me. Today is a battle day. Amen. You know, all these viruses going on, and you know, and I still be out there trying to minister to people. That's why I do Uber. Believe me. Left up to me, I would sit at home and make day trades. I would sit at home and make day trades. I mean, it'd probably take me about an hour to make what I spend 6 hours. I only spend 5 or 6 hours out there. But I'll tell you what's going on, Saints. I am finding I had these, those of you watching on the radio can't see this, but I had these little cards. I got this idea from one of the pastors, actually the pastor's son, you know, welcome cards. You know, you get cards and put the church address, name on there, and on the back you have, you know, a little statement of salvation, you know. Or mine, it just read, Father God, I admit I'm a sinner, and I believe Jesus is your son. He died in the same old prayer, you know, that we all know. Because I've had a chance. I met with a lady, amen, and she was telling me how fearful her 7-year-old daughter was because of COVID and the war. See, kids see these things. And I gave her a card. I said, have her read this. Tell her one thing. It guarantees that if she dies, she'll go to heaven. But if she get this, she can call on God for protection. See, these are the things we really need to understand. See, I'm verbal. I don't leave out of the house. I left out the house a little bit earlier. Immediately, I commanded angels and camp around about my household. I'm not going to wait to see what the devil do and then say, well, I let that happen. You know, I want it to be beyond me. Okay, so I put it in God's hand. And I command angels and camp around about me. I mean, I had to deal with guys that wanted to murder me. I mean, I worked in an environment full of murders. Man, I think the Holy Ghost, I would volunteer to work in maximum security in the jail. That's what people know. They ain't got nothing to lose, okay? They don't. And, but it's amazing that God even, he wanted to minister to them because he understood the process Satan went through to get them in there. All right, so let us read this scripture here. All right, this is Romans chapter 12, and amen. All right. And I want to read with verse 5. I don't want to go back and read. Most of us are familiar with verse 1 and 2. It says, so in Christ, we who are many form one body, and each member belongs to all the others. Okay? We have different gifts according to the grace given us. If a man's gift is prophesying, let him use it in its proportion to his, in agreement with his faith. If it is serving, let him serve. If it is teaching, that's what I am, a teacher. If it is teaching, let him teach. If it is encouraging or exhortation, as it says in the King James, let him encourage. You know, there's a time and a place for everything, you know. And sometimes I need to hear T.D. Jakes and Noel Jones, even though Noel Jones is semi-retired. If it is contributing, now, this is what was brought to my attention, and I thank God for it. You know, one, Jesus said to not let the left hand know what the right hand is doing. Do what you do in quiet. Amen. God going to see it. Because you got particularly, I don't know a lot of athletes, you know, close. I know Erica Enders. She was a pro stock race car driver, sanctified, saved in the Lord. So, you know, I can relate to her, you know. And the reason God blesses them so that they will have funds to help the ministries, okay? But like he said here, he said, if it is contribution to the needs of others, let him give generously. If it is leadership, pastors, let him govern diligently. If it is showing mercy, let him do it cheerfully. In other words, but my point here, I don't want to get it, is that we are one body, and you are significant, okay? Don't. Because, okay, I belong to a very, I would have to say, renowned pastor. You know, his goal was to have a church with 500 members. And he would have reached what back then, which would have been, you know, a monumental event, a monumental level. Man, and then God, because he has desire. His mantra is doing what God say do, how he say to do it, when he say to do it, where he say to do it, without question. He just do it. God give it to him, he just takes it on. He just like, okay, God gave me this, it's gonna happen. And it does. It does. This is why I constantly warn people, keep your mouth off pastor. Same thing what I was just reading, contributing. Come on now. Because of men of God like him that read the word, they're telling these athletes. I remember listening to this athlete, pro ball player, and he talked about his fear was that God was going to call him to give away everything he had and go be a monk in Africa somewhere. You know, be a missionary and just give up everything that he had and find out through the word that ain't the case. He had the same responsibility as the average individual, okay? And so it's just his 10% is bigger. But, you know, Jesus said the size of it doesn't matter. It's the heart in it that matters to him, all right? But we need this to do what we do. So what a lot of these pastors, what these playing, God is giving you an opportunity to share. It can be done without you, believe me. I've seen cash flows, brother. I've been around some folk, and it's people got money. It's some people giving away $10 million, don't even faze them. Matter of fact, they need it for a tax write-off. But let God handle his business. You want to always be on God's side. You do not want to be, as it says, it's a terrible thing to fall into the hands of a mighty God. You do not want God against you. Let his business go. Because believe me, if they shady, God, where they going? Where they going? Huh? Where are they going? Everybody got to leave here. Everybody got to leave here. And guess what? Ain't nobody getting away with nothing. Nobody. I know there's been some shady ones. The Bible shows the term false prophet is in the Bible. But Jesus said you can tell the tree by the fruit. You ain't never seen the apple tree grow peaches. I haven't. I mean, they might be in this company. I ain't going to mention their name. Trying to make some papples or something. But the fact of the matter is, you're in the kingdom of God. Now, this kingdom has its own set of rules. Now, because the United States Constitution in America allow you freedom of speech in the kingdom of God is limited to what the kingdom of God, the Bible, says. Okay? Okay, your attitude is limited to what the Bible says. Okay? You don't get to express every thought, I'm just going to say what's on my mind. I don't hold nothing back. Well, that don't work in the kingdom of God. I don't get to formulate opinions about politicians. Believe me, that is not something easy to do. But why? You got to go to the base. Matter of fact, let's go back to, the foundation scriptures we just read in Philippians 3:20. Let's go over that again, because I got new people, and I want them to get a revelation of what this is about. That it is not about religion. This is preparation for eternal life at a level you've never been to. You've never been there. And I'm of a mind to say that I believe God is going to take some people there just so they can have some idea, because it's different. This is different. Okay, all right, Philippians 3:20, we said, but our citizenship is in heaven. Think about that. You got to ponder that. You got to pray and ask God to give you a revelation and just sit there and let him talk to you. And we eagerly await a Savior from there, the Lord Jesus Christ, who, by the power that enables him to bring everything under his control, so it ain't going to always be crazy like it is, will transform our lowly bodies so that they will be like his glorious body, fat-free, not limited to space or time. That's tremendous power, saints. That is tremendous power. Let's go. 1 John 3:2. It says, dear friends, now we are the children of God, and what we will be has not yet been made known. But we know that when he appears, Jesus, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. Now, I know some folk out there teach that. I've even heard teaching that everybody going to look identical. Really, you know, but I tell you what, if you look a person, my mama used to make me look in her face so she'd know if I was lying. I didn't know till I seen the CIA actually uses a method. If you ever seen a TV series called Lie to Me, that's based on what the CIA actually does. It's called reading micro expressions in a person's face, and you can tell if they're telling the truth. One of the things is that the eyes tend to dilate. That's why people look away. They don't want to know the truth. But see, so but you we're going to have this power. This is tremendous power, saints. And what this is why we pray. This is why you get past that religious mindset about prayer into really utilizing the power. This is why the challenges come, because God has given us this power. But what restricts, restrains, or prevents it isn't God. It's our attitude. Person that steals from God, you're not going to access the power of God. I don't care. You can debate all you want about tithing, how much you should give in an offering. When I hear people talk about they ain't giving that preacher, I ain't never gave. Well, I did. I have gave men of God some money. I have, but that's because, and the motive was because I know what it takes to dig into the Word. I know what their life is somewhat a little bit about. They man, shoot. I have directly, but indirectly. See, we have a process that we go through so we can give anonymously to different men and women of God. But the point of the matter is, when I give as unto the Lord. The Bible, there's an iron scene in there where it says my pastor or anybody or the deacon was going to give me a return or open the door and make a way from me. It's always God. Malachi chapter 3 is God. But he said what comes with that is Satan has access to your life, and he will block your blessing. That's what a curse is. Satan has access. He is the god of this age, of this world, of this atmosphere. He is God over anybody, any unbeliever, and any believer that is disobedient to God. That's where all the trouble comes from. So the point is to make us be consistent in our life, because God is going to give us, we're going to the next level. See, now I've heard recently a man of God tried to explain what it means that Jesus is going to rule with a rod of iron. Well, listen, if he's going to be the only perfect person, that kind of means that I still might get a little issue attitude going on, all right? But at with access to full power of God in my life. So he ain't, what excuse will I give him then? My flesh? I have a glorified body as we just made. So I won't be able to say I got a headache, I got an attitude, my feet hurt, my eye hurt, or whatever. You know, I had a bad day. Ain't gonna be no bad days, man. I won't be, can't say I'm hungry, I can eat free, not get fat, no. I'm always wanting to say this company name, put stuff in their food. You know, grapes are supposed to have seeds, saints, okay? apples supposed to have seeds. Got to look at seed time and harvest. God put that in there. Anyway, all right, but so that's what all this is about, and it's all about the kingdom of God. See, every time I get down and sit down and want to study, all these other cultures and these religions, God stopped me like, boy, you ain't got time for that. you know, I mean, I went and picked up me a Quran. I'm going to sit down and I'm going to go all the way through it. And God like, oh, excuse me. Don't worry about that. He said, you tell the truth. The truth always bring up what's the lie. Okay? It's about the power now. The reason why a lot of Christians throughout the years haven't had access to the power, I bet you can go back and look at them, listen to their mouth, look at their life, and you'll see why they didn't have power. You know, people claim it's my arthritis. You claiming it is yours. You know, I've been battling the virus today. I'm like, I cursed that thing. Because, see, I see it from a whole different point of view. I don't spend days getting healed. I'm being real. I fight the good fight of faith. That's why all this is in here. Right now, We are in final exam, and everybody in here, if you hear me, I know you done had a final exam in grade school, high school, college. You done had, you know, the final exam is tougher than all the other exams. Look at what's happening in the world. You've never seen this much violence escalating. Let me tell you, the violence is escalating. Prayers of the righteous is de-escalating. But that's changing. Well, at least I know where I go to church, and I know what Running for Christ is here. Prayers kicking up. There's some churches. I know of some churches. I know of some, you know, a few, because I picked up a saint the other day and moving that. I love getting somebody praying for me, okay, because I forget to pray for me. I had to remind myself. That's another challenging part, believe it or not. You know, you had to remind yourself to pray. It ain't a sin. It's not a sin to bless yourself. It's not a sin. I just be so busy. I pray for the Pope every day. Let me tell you why. I don't care about his. I know about his doctrine. I'm very well versed in his doctrine. All right. But the point of the matter is, I'm like overthrowing the devil. This is the mindset. Attack the devil. Do he get in your business? Do he mess with your children? Do he mess with your finances? Do he mess with your life? With your life? I mean, do he mess with you on your job? Get revenge. God will help you. That's why he gave you the power to pray. Go, you know, pray for the worst person on your job. Interrupt his authority. That's what it is. See, I'm praying for Putin. I mean, it's going to take a lot of us to pray for Putin. Because, see, if you go back and you study the word, I was looking at that today. When in the Old Testament, where Satan did show up, he came after leaders, okay? In Zechariah, he came after Joshua, the high priest. He comes after, Satan don't come after any and everybody. He come after leaders, pastors. So don't when a pastor fall by the wayside, don't jump on the devil's side and start talking about him. Jump on God's side and pray for him. Yes, we are the royal priesthood. We have access to the throne of God 24/7. That's what God is. God is always looking at what is happening to us. And in Galatians, it says, do it because it might happen to you. Unless you're invulnerable. I ain't that guy, I'm telling you. I ain't that guy. I had an incident yesterday. You know, this guy gonna tell me how to drive my car. And now there's a war going on inside of me, you know. One side want to say some stuff, and the other side, the Holy Ghost said, just shut up. And then, you know, and I'm like, we went there, see, and it worked out. Guy ended up giving me a tip because the Holy Ghost knew a better way to go, see, but I had to hold on to the Holy Ghost, and we was holding each other. See, that's what this kingdom life is all about, getting you to respond the way Jesus would. He used to have them wristbands. What would Jesus do? You know why them wristbands disappeared? People didn't want to do what Jesus do. Because the devil wants them demons show up. Okay, we're going to see what you know. We're going to see if you know what Jesus would do. Then all of a sudden this person that probably never said nothing to you call your name. Then what? All of a sudden, the buses are late. Now, I mean, so what would Jesus do? Okay? What would Jesus do? And now, that's why them bands disappeared, because they didn't want to do. But guess what? We are in the zone, saints. We are in the zone now. We the ones can stop Putin from going in there, but that ain't going to be the only battle. I mean, you got storms coming all over the place. You can take authority over the prince of the power of the air. I'm telling you, I have brownouts, but no blackouts. If I get a blackout, that means Satan will have to shut down wars, more than one, okay, and shut all that down to bring that army over here to just attack me, and I don't think I'm that important. He might hate my testimony, but that's the reality. Now, I got there, why? Because I asked God one day, I had a blackout, I'm like, what is happening? And that's what he sat down and explained to me. You have prince authority over the prince of the power there, but you ain't saying nothing. I'm like, I mean, we don't think on that level. But come on, we're dealing with a God that doesn't have a birthday. He does not, Jehovah does not have a birthday. He is God. He is omnipotent. That means all powerful. He is omniscient. That means he know time immemorial. He know the future, the back, the front, the side. He know it all. He's all in all. And he's omnipresent. They got a, I'm waiting on this James Webb telescope to open up so we can see. I just want to see what God put out there. I'll be surprised if they actually see the surface of another star other than the ones we know about, which is the sun that's in our solar system. I'll really be surprised because the universe is expanding. But I want to see, when I watch them Hubble scope pictures, I just sit there and I'm like, that's my God. Your saints, your cousin, your dead friends, your dead mothers and sisters, our mothers and sisters and brothers, they done been all over them places, man. It took, look, they had to send that thing out there. They launched it December 25th. It's a million miles out there. And it took your parents, my mother probably took her less than a thought to get out there. She went, I'm going to go see Mars, Lord. Wow, this is fantastic. She can do a complete analyzation. I mean, not be affected by the atmosphere and then go back to the throne of God and say, how great thou art. That's why they're praising God all the time. That's why these angels, they say, fly around. Every time he fly around, he see a different side of God. He's omnipresent. This is our God. So don't be looking for something simple, okay? You are in the kingdom of God. And so your development process is going to be even more challenging as we go forward. But, you know, you can enjoy it if you apply the right mindset. You know, it's certain. Listen, I'm going to tell you something. When we used to work in the jail, let me tell you why so many deputies would show up when the fight alarm go up. They enjoy wanting to beat slap out somebody when you got justification. Let's be real. Men are like that. Some women are like that. I know a sister, I ain't gonna call her name, but I see her pick a dude up and he look down, his feet wasn't on the ground. She can kick a man. Believe me, that's in our nature. Some of us are warriors, okay, it's a war mentality. God took that same mentality and I applied to prayer. I pray, I don't play because I think it impresses God. I pray, particularly when I found out that it interrupts the devil, it gives him a headache, it disturbs him, it violates his kingdom, I'm all in. That drives me. I like to just break out in the middle of the day, just start praying in tongues just to disrupt some foolishness he got going on, you know. But what it is, God is letting us experience at a minor level where we won't do so much damage. How much power we actually have. I mean, you really got to gravitate to that reality. This is about, so we're talking about, we're going to be on this a while. But because actually, everything is about the kingdom. I don't care who you listen to. Well, I ain't going to say, you know. I know if you listen to Pastor O and so there's some pastors out there that telling it like it's supposed to be told, how to function and succeed in the kingdom so that you understand you have access to power. This ain't about just trying to get to the next life. You could have died a long time ago and went to transition over there, and they got a training. You know, according to the man of God, there's a book called Close Encounter of the God Kind. You can read that, and it's about, you can see what goes on in heaven. I believe all that stuff. I've had too many experiences with the presence of God, and I've seen some stuff I'm not going to tell you about. But I tell you, there's another dimension. Believe me, and that, I don't know, about maybe 500 videos on YouTube of people that died and went on the other side. My favorite one is this pastor was died. They autopsied him, cut his organs up. You know, when they autopsy you, they cut your organs out and weigh them and put them back in and just sew you up. They don't reconnect them. And that man woke up in his at his funeral. You know, they got pictures of him. And it was awesome. They go sew marks up and down his chest and stuff. That's God. And guess what? The angel told him he had to go back because before he died, he had a little pissing match with his wife. That's how serious it is. Because of our attitude and the power of God. The angel said, if you stay, you got to go to hell because you didn't repent over that. He was blessed in that event. I can tell you for a fact that there's a lot of saints, and I know one, even me. You know, ooh, boy, I tell you. you got to get your mind into this. Start looking at what's really going on. Start really looking at what's going on spiritually. Start talking to God about it. I can give you information. God will give you revelation and an illumination. That's all. I can only get you to the path. God can take you down the path because your life is different. The people you come in contact with are going to be different than the ones I come in. You might be a CEO of a company, and I'm telling you, the CEO of a major company, minor company. Your goal should be that the least person in the whole company makes a living wage, and you can't do that without the power and the favor of God. And the process is for not just, it's for you to learn how to utilize the power. And when you have power, you learn how to respect the power. There's certain weapons, man, you don't, I remember, believe me, when you come to guns, I respect guns. When you're in the police academy and they give you a gun, they're very strict about how you handle that weapon. God is strict about it. I'm telling you, there's power right now available that we don't even know about, that we don't utilize. I mean, I want to speed up a process. But God is God, and I do what God. I learned this from my pastor. Do what God say, how he say do. Because I was gonna put out a video on some power, and I know it can't even be abused. Because if you don't do what God say, how he say, quit listening. Ask God, and the Holy Ghost, how you can pay your tithes and make the difference. He can fix the gap. And listen, you need to have more than one stream of income. Amen. When Pastor O does his faith and finances, you need to really listen tight. Now, that's on runoforchrist.org and keep on with his ministry, because when he does that, you need to understand how to utilize the power of God, and you need to have more than one source of income. You need to have something that don't have no ceiling to it. Get with God, because everybody's different. Okay, everybody is different. Get with God, and he will tell you what you can do. And don't, if it's challenging, it's supposed to be. Faith is always in a zone where you only know you have to trust God. Let me say that again. Faith is always in a zone where you all you know is you have to trust God. It's hope when you know. Okay, it's faith when you don't know, but you know God said it fit within the parameters of God's promises, and you can get it done. Been there, done that. That's why I'm gonna win the U.S. Nationals. Hallelujah. You know, but this is great. I'm telling you, this is gonna be great. Stick with this, because it's amazing. I always start this off thinking, do I have enough information? Do I just going to make it through that hour? And then I find out I have enough for 4 hours, and I'm just getting started. This is just session number one. Amen. But now, again, as always, I have to start because I get new people. I met a young man, blessed young man. Amen. He was all in to hear because people now want answers. There's fear out there, and what we have eliminates fear. Because when you have that comfort of knowing, if I die, I know I'm going to heaven. I like to know that I know that I know that I know that I know. Okay? But not only that, what is this all about? Why? And I like how God gave this. Watch me knee. Amen. Hallelujah. I thank God for him because I had missed it. 30 years ago, I missed it because my mind was religiousized. You know, he was talking about his quote. See, we hear scripture quoted, and that's all we know. We listen to the scripture be quoted, and we know that's right. That's God. But why? There's the why. He had the why 100 years ago and got it. And people chewed him up, spit him out. Really. I'm like, wow. I read his bio, and I'm like, wow, they just hating on the brother. Because why? It's your responsibility. It's your responsibility. God gave you the power in his word. There's no new edition of the Bible. Is it the same? Well, there have been some different new editions, but they all got the 66 books with the same promises in there, the same access to the power, the same authority. That's all been the same. We just kind of like cleaned up the language in some cases. Some cases they put their own emphasis. Anyway, but, amen, they're intention is good. Amen. Now, I don't care how many Bibles you read, you need to have a King James Version in the midst of it, too. All right? Now, okay, for the benefit of those that are backslidden and those that have never come to, have never made a commitment to Christ, this is not something religious. This is a this is a legal commitment where God is going to link his power and authority to your life. He's going to put his super on your natural. And all you got to do is say this prayer. You don't have to fully understand it. You keep watching and listening, you will. Okay? Say, Lord God, I believe that Jesus is your son. I believe you sent him to die for us. And I acknowledge that I was born in sin. And I accept your offer of forgiveness. And I ask you, Lord Jesus, come into my heart and save me now. And I thank you, Lord. I believe right now that I am born again, that I am forgiven. And I thank you for it, that Jesus is my Lord and Savior, and I am saved and free. Amen. All right, so we just get started again. This is just another phase. The Bible is just really one story in three parts. You know, there won't be, this is the agreement. Testament is basically a contract agreement between man and God. And how things had to be done, and the Old Testament was harder. I'll give you a prime example. In Leviticus chapter 4, you read that whole chapter and visualize what was going on, okay? And read 1 John 1:9, and that's the difference. All that activity in Leviticus chapter 4, we do when we say, Lord God, I confess my sin, forgive me. And when you do that, unless you need counseling to overcome something, you don't have to tell nobody. That's between you and God. You don't need no other priest. You're a priest. You can ask God for forgiveness. I had to yesterday. Lord God, forgive me. I wanted to bite some. I wanted to be me. But that's what this life is about. That's what this life is about, because if I'd have had the power that we're going to have right now, that young man probably be dead. I'd have put the Thanos on him. The Thanos is in the end game. You had to watch the movie. But in that, remember this. I'm kind of reversing things here. You know, I thank God for people that say stuff to me. Remember, prayer is God trusting you with his power. Prayer works by faith. Faith works by love, and God is love. Shalom. See you next week. Be blessed.
Yo, P. Yeah. I want to do something real smooth. I'm going to catch him off guard with this one. Listen. Living through rainy days. Pushing through every day, realizing that I can't do it on my own, oh. Trying to take all the pain, but I'm feeling some kind of way. I know that I can make it, cause you are on the throne, oh. Gotta wait on your time, Lord. I think I need another dosage to give me strength to go ahead. I live in perfect peace, cause you're always on my mind. Show me the wrong in my